It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, November 7th. I'm Adrian Hill, filling in for Ben Johnson. School tech is supposed to help students and teachers. Everything from streamlining administrative tasks to personalizing learning for kids. But new data software is creating some havoc in Los Angeles classrooms. The second largest school district in the country, LA Unified, decided to build its own student data system. But so far, the technology has been a bit of a disaster. From member station KPCC, Annie Gilbertson's been following the story and joins us now to talk about what's gone wrong. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
So why do schools need these data systems? What are they doing with them?
Things like scheduling students' classes, making sure they're in class, making sure students get the medications or special education services that they need. All of this can be tracked in one single system.
And why did LA decide to build this system by itself? Why not just take something off the shelf and adapt it?
District's really been aiming to sort of wean themselves off outside tech service providers. You know, these providers can cost a lot of money, and it's tough for them to negotiate each and every single change that they want made to the software. But LA Schools was unsuccessful because it launched the program before it was ready. There was problems with data transfer. The old system wasn't correctly interfacing with the new system, and records got screwed up. And then there was server overloads, things like sorting student records weren't working. It was a mess right at the beginning of the school year.
And so how has this affected students? How have all these coding and data issues actually manifested themselves?
The first week was really tough. At high schools, there were hundreds of students packing into gyms and auditoriums while their schedules got sorted out. And right now, staff's really focused on getting transcripts right. So, you know, it's college application season. And if the data's not showing up right on transcripts, that's a problem when you go to apply for school.
And I saw that the district has actually hired a lot of people to sort of manually check that these transcripts of seniors are right for their applications.
Yeah, that's right. Most schools have kept paper records, so we're going back to paper. They're doing what they can to fix this.
And what are the longer term plans for this data system? Is LA going to keep it? Are they going to scrap it?
They are committed. You know, they've already invested about $30 million has been set aside for this latest program. They say LA Unified could eventually license this program to other school districts, but any technology provider is going to tell you, you can't put something on the market until it actually works.
Fair enough. Annie Gilbertson is an education reporter at KPCC. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
When I'm not filling in for Ben, I'm covering education technology for Marketplace. We tweet about everything from data privacy to educational apps. Find us at Learning Curve Ed. Now it's time to play Silicon Tally. Ash Consultani is our guest today. He's the newly appointed chief technologist for the FTC. Ashkin, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right, I will start us off. 47,683,408.
I was going to say the number of people that had an opinion about which way the Senate races would turn out, but...
There are 47,683,408 public Wi-Fi hotspots around the world. That number is actually expected to double by the end of next year. And I wonder, as a chief technologist, would you ever use any of those public hotspots?
I think you can use public hotspots, but I make sure to usually employ additional features like VPNs or other ways to protect my communications, since anyone else can monitor my activity.
All right. So what is your number for me?
900.
I'm going to say that is the number of Russian hackers who know everything about me there is to know.
That's probably a much larger number.
No.
So 900 is the number of kind of 70s to 90s bronze era video games that the Internet Archive made available this week. And these are games like, you know, Frogger and my favorites, Defender and Galaga.
I was playing Joust earlier today, or at least trying to. Do you remember that one? That's where you're riding a bird and...
An ostrich, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I totally remember
love that.
That
game. All right, so I have a fun number for you. That number is 4.
The number of chief technologists that the FTC has had?
Is that true?
That is true.
Nice. 4 is also the number of Taylor Swift albums pulled off the music streaming service Spotify. Are you a Taylor Swift fan at all?
Not really, no.
Well, so what she would say, I guess, to this crushing defeat on your part is shake it off.
That's right. Nice one.
All right. I'm feeling good. Ready for your next number.
This one is a bit more serious. 78 million.
Is it the number of pieces of data that sort of circulate the world on each of us out there?
That's pretty close, actually. It's the number of data breaches containing personal information that happened in 2014,
wow,
according to the Identity Theft Resource Center.
Now, let me ask you for one more number, and that is, what is the number of characters, at minimum, my password should have?
The real advice is something that you can remember that's long, you know, multiple words together. My apple fell off the tree might be one.
Now we can all log into your
exactly
account. Yeah.
Please don't use that. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, longer is better.
Ashkin Soltani is the new chief technologist for the FTC. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me.
And before we go, the Amazon Echo. Amazon has announced it'll sell a $199 voice-controlled speaker. It promises to tell you the weather, play Taylor Swift's Shake It Off as many times as you want, and put paper towels on your shopping list. No word on whether there are plans to allow users to buy directly from Amazon using the speaker, but it's hard to believe it's that far off. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.